On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, video cards, crossfade, and multiple monitors in ProPresenter 5. Hi, and welcome again to the ChurchTechCast.com questions and answer show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your questions, so just do that below the video. Now, if you're subscribed to the audio or video podcast, which is delivered automatically and for free to either your smartphone, tablet, or computer, there's not a good way to leave a question there. So no problem. Just head over to TrinityDigitalMedia.com/CTCQA, short for Church Tech Cast, questions and answers, and leave your question there. So, Love Ellie responded in response to her question about ProPresenter 8, which you might recall I said that you can use as long as you can find a DeLorean with a flux capacitor, because it hasn't been released yet. They just released 6. She said, sorry, I wasn't thinking, LOL. So I think that she took my somewhat sarcastic answer. Well, it's certainly the case. I did ask her what she meant, if she meant on Windows 8 or what, but ProPresenter 5 and 6 are both now available on Windows. So if that's what she meant, it's not hard to do. Go to Renewed Vision site, download the demo, try it out if it works for you. Pay them, and they will be happy to let you continue to use it. Hananya Naftali, who I'm sure I'm mispronouncing your name, sorry about that, on YouTube says, blessings from Israel. I'm a Christian YouTuber. Good to find this video. Well, blessings to you too. Stay safe. May God bless you. Okay, next, Jacob Mayers on Twitter. Hi, Paul. I have a question. It's regarding video cards. I bought a GTX 960. That wouldn't be overkill. Our setup at church includes our main PC, 2 monitors, 2 projectors, and 2 projector screens. We use Proclaim and mostly Adobe products and play videos. So if you're concerned that a video card is going to be overkill, it might be today, but if you've already bought it, you might not necessarily have to worry about it, especially if you feel like you're not going to be able to take it back or anything, because today's overkill is tomorrow's mainstream, and tomorrow's mainstream is the day after tomorrow's... Oh, isn't it sad you've got something so old? So right now, overkill, maybe had you asked before you bought it, maybe it would have been a different answer. But if you've already got it and it's already installed and working and it doesn't cause problems, I'd say don't worry about it being overkill. Next, Bill Kunkel. Paul, are you aware of a way to crossfade between foreground videos in ProPresenter 5? And the answer is, I thought it was pretty obvious, but it's not. So let me read to you what I did some investigation and figured out. So here's what I've been able to come up with. You put both videos in a document like a song, but without lyrics, unless you need a song or lyrics for some reason. Now make sure you set the transition under the video image bin to cross dissolve. Set the time a little longer than you might normally use and see if that doesn't do it when you click from one to another. For some reason, the cross-dissolve between two videos on the videos themselves didn't want to work. Some of the other ways of doing it didn't want to work, but this seemed to work. So go ahead and give that a try and see if that doesn't do it for you. Okay, finally, Jim Minkler via email says, hi Paul, your videos have helped me figure out answers to my questions in the past. That's what I'm here for. And I'm grateful for your help. I feel stupid because I've run into this problem several months before and I forgot what the tech over the phone told me to do to fix it. I have a big concert at our church tomorrow and I can't get the stage display to change. It just shows my desktop image. I messed around with the monitor display settings on the computer, but nothing seems to change. Also, the mouse pointer disappears on the main display, and I'm freaking out. Tech Center is closed. I'm on the West Coast. I'm using ProPresenter 5 on Windows. Is there an easy way to fix it that I just can't remember what it is? Could you help? Yeah. So, one of the things that, as I understand it, it's the same on Windows and the Mac, although I'm primarily Mac, as you can see these guys behind me. In the preferences for ProPresenter, now what gave this away, by the way, is when you said that you open up ProPresenter and your main display goes black and your mouse disappears? That says to me that the stage display is actually where the main display should be, which by default happens. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to open the preferences in ProPresenter, and there is a monitor setup place where you should see three boxes. One of the boxes is for your main display out. Make sure that says out. If not, drag the out box onto it. Make sure that the one that should be your stage display says SD, short for stage display, and drag that onto the other one. That should leave one with a bar over it. The one with the bar over it is your control screen. So just arrange those appropriately and that should fix your problem. In fact, I heard back from you that it did. So I'm glad that that worked. Now, if you have a question, make sure you leave them below the video or over on trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA and I'll be happy to answer them. I'm trying to go through as many questions as I can. I'm getting right on the edge of more having to be more picky with the questions that I answer because I'm getting a good number of them, and that is a good thing. So I will answer you independently, but your question may or may not be on the show. No problem. So just go over there and leave that there. If you like this content, you'd probably like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, pick up your church tech gift and a free subscription to my email newsletter, all free. Also, remember, this is all free, and so you can help me help you if you need some church tech training done. I have created resources for you in mind, whether it's for you, your pastor, someone else on your church tech team, maybe you are the pastor and the church tech team, whatever, I have resources for you. So head over to my store, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store. Really hard to remember that it's /store, but it is. I'm just joking. That should be easy to remember. So pick up something there and see if that doesn't help you. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.